Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to two openings, please, this morning? 1 Samuel, the second chapter, and Romans chapter 13. 1 Samuel 2, we see Eli was the priest over the house of God, and his sons were priests and ministers under him, but they were wicked men, and they despised the things of the Lord and treated them improperly with contempt. They mishandled and stole the offerings. They had improper relationships with the women that came and any number of things. And Eli knew about this and the Lord warned him about it, but he didn't make them stop. He didn't pull them. You know, he should have been strong with them, shouldn't he?
Yes, sir.
He should have called them at the first hint of any of this stuff. And he should have told them, now boys, I love you, but this is the house of God. And you cannot treat the people like this and treat the offerings like this. If I hear of any offerings being taken, if I hear of this kind of thing happening, you're out. I'm pulling you. You're out. And if he heard about it and they ignored him, what should he have done? Pulled him. I don't care if they cried and they begged or they cussed. They said, well, that's hard. No, let me tell you what's hard. Losing both you boys in one day.
Amen.
In the prime of their life. Losing the ministry, forfeiting the call of God. That's what's hard. And that's what happened to them. The Bible said, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Because as many as He loves, He chastens. And people may not understand it, but He's trying to spare you from destruction. He's not just trying to be mean and hard with you. And there's too much compromise. There's too much, you know, people will tell their kids what to do and they don't do it. Well, whatever, you know, and if you'll do this, then we'll do this for you. If you don't do it, we can't do it. They don't do it. They don't do what they're told, but they get the blessing anyway. And there's just this looseness and laxness, and people, kids grow up and they think God's that way.
Amen.
And they try to act that way with Him and lose out on all kind of things in life that they could have and should have enjoyed. He said to them in 1 Samuel 2 and 29, He said, you're honoring your sons above me. And verse 30, the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that the house, your house, and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Them that honor me, I will honor. Everybody say that out loud. Them that honor me, I will honor. I believe it's promotion time. I believe the Lord would honor us. One of the greatest ways He honors us is with His presence. With His presence. His manifested presence, with the move of His Spirit, with the manifestations of His gifts, with giving us His revelation, His truth, His power, His pure and holy things. But how's it going to come? It's going to come in direct connection with us honoring Him. If you honor Him, He'll honor you. If you honor Him more, He'll honor you more. Can you say amen? Did you notice, though, that He said, the Lord said, I had said to Eli that your house, the house of your father, should walk before me forever, but now the Lord says, be it far from me. What does that mean? Things have changed. Your house is not going to remain before me. Now, this is serious, isn't it? Something God had given them, He said, you're going to lose it. Why? Because those that honor me, I'll honor. But those that despise me, which is what His sons and He had done by letting it go and honoring His sons above the Lord. And so, in short order, if you read the rest of the story, the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the enemy. His two sons were killed. When he heard the news, he fell off backwards and broke his neck and died. And his family was basically decimated in a day. And because God had given them the priesthood. Is this a special honor? That God would give you the priesthood and give you the holy responsibility of handling the Word of God and handling the offerings of God and leading the people of God in prayer and in worship and in the things of God. And they despised it and treated it with contempt. And because of it, they lost it. Now, here's a very sobering lesson. We're going to keep seeing it this morning. If you fail to honor it, you can't hold on to it. If you despise it, you'll lose it. Even though God has given it to you, even though it's precious, even though it's a lifetime opportunity, still, if you don't honor it, you can't hold on to it. If you despise it, you judge yourself unworthy of it, and you'll lose it. Did they lose the priest? Did they lose what God had given them? They did. Why did they lose it? Help me out. Because they despised what God had given them. They despised it. Them that honor me, he said, I will honor. Let me give you some definitions for honor and also for despise. Two words that you'll see frequently is the fear of God, the fear of the Lord, and also the honor of God. The same word honor is often translated glory too. The honor of God, the glory of God. The fear of the Lord, a couple of the definitions are to be in awe of and to revere. To be in awe of. Now notice he said, those that honor me, I'll honor. Those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. The word despise, one definition is to make little of, to treat as nothing, to disesteem, to fail to value and esteem. So, if you honor the things of the Lord, you're in awe of it. If you ignore it, you're certainly not respecting it. If you ignore it, or treat it like it's no big deal, treat it like it's nothing, then you despised it. And if you despise His things, then you're going to be despised. You're going to be lightly esteemed. You treat His things like they don't amount to anything, then your things are going to be treated like they don't amount to anything. You treat His things like they're important, He's going to treat your things like they're important. You honor Him, He's going to honor you. Can you see this, friends? So important. The word honor literally means heavy or weighty. The New Testament word means to value or to esteem, like we've already said, to prize or to treat as important. Say it out loud, treat as important.
Treat as important.
Say it again, treat as important.
Treat as important.
We might say today in modern vernacular, make a big deal out of it. Why? Because it is a big deal. Make a big deal out of it. Go with me, if you would, to Malachi. I know you had your place there in Romans, but for time's sake, just go over to Malachi, the first chapter. Our text in Romans had said, pay the respect you owe. If you owe somebody respect, pay that respect. If you owe somebody honor, pay that honor. In Malachi 1, the Lord has led me to this book repeatedly in this study, because the heart of what we're talking about is rich in these four chapters. If you want to know more about it, I encourage you, read Malachi carefully, and you'll see so much about the honor of God in these writings. And he is reproving his leaders in this book of Malachi because they have failed to honor him and failed to respect him. Listen to some of these things. In Malachi 1 and verse 2, he says, I have loved you, says the Lord, And yet you say, wherein have you loved us? This is disrespectful. This response. What would be a correct, respectful response when the Lord tells you He loves you? Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. But notice their response. Where did you love us? How'd you love us? Where? See, disrespect and dishonor. He said, was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, verse 3, and I hated Esau. Now this sounds strange to a lot of people. I loved Jacob and I hated Esau. Now, the Bible tells us, you read in Romans, that he did this before they were born. He said, I loved him and hated him before they were born. Why? Because he knew their hearts. He knew how their hearts would be. What you'll find out is that Jacob, though he had many problems, many shortcomings and failures, yet in his heart, he valued the things of God. Esau, though he had so much going for him in the natural, he despised the things of God. We're going to read about it further in just a moment. Look with me over in down to the sixth verse in that same first chapter. Verse 6, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Isn't it sad that the Lord would have to ask? Where's my honor? The creator of the heavens and the earth? We wouldn't even have a planet to stand on. We wouldn't even have a breath to draw. And he has to ask, where's my honor? Where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Where is my reverence and awe, says the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priests, that despise my name? And you say, wherein have we despised your name? Here they are asking him questions again like that, disrespectful. When did we disrespect you? Now, you can't cover every possible expression of disrespect, but if you'll listen with your heart in here this morning, you'll discern the spirit of dishonor and disrespect. You'll hear the tone of it and the sound of it. And why do you want to hear it? So that you get it out of you and you never talk like that and you never use that tone and you get free of this devilish dishonor and disrespect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me